Study Article 40. This article will be studied during the week of December 8th through 14th. Jehovah is our exceeding joy. Theme text: I will come to God, my exceeding joy. Psalm 43:4. Song 111. Our reasons for joy. Focus. To help us identify what may rob us of our joy and how we can recover our joy if we lose it.
Paragraphs 1 and 2, Question A. What situation do many face today? Question B. What will we discuss in this article?
Our world is obsessed with the pursuit of happiness, and yet, lasting joy remains elusive. Many are overwhelmed by feelings of emptiness and sadness. Jehovah's people are not immune to these feelings. Because we are living in the last days, we expect to encounter situations and face emotions that are hard to deal with. 2 Timothy 3:1. In this article, we will discuss what things can rob us of our joy and how we can recover our joy if we lose it. But first, we must identify the source of true happiness and joy. The source of true happiness and joy.
Paragraph 3, Question. What does creation teach us about Jehovah?
Jehovah has always been happy, and he wants us to be happy, joyful. So it is not surprising that we see his joy reflected in his creation. Our beautiful planet, the endless variety of colors around us, the playful antics of animals, and an abundance of delicious food. God truly loves us and wants us to enjoy life.
The picture collage for paragraph 3 shows the playful nature of various animals. A baby elephant frolics in the water. Penguin chicks waddle across the snow. Baby goats playfully jump around in a field. Dolphins propel themselves out of the water. The picture caption reads, "The playful antics of animals reflect Jehovah's joy." Paragraph 4, Question A. How can Jehovah remain happy despite the suffering he sees in the world? Question B. What is Jehovah's gift to us?
Although Jehovah is the happy God, he is fully aware of the heartache and suffering in the world. 1 Timothy 1:11. But he has not allowed this reality to diminish his joy. He knows that all suffering is temporary. He himself has set its expiration date. And he is patiently enduring until the day when he will undo all sorrow and suffering forever. In the meantime, Jehovah understands what we are going through and wants to help us. How does he help us? For one thing, he gives us the gift of joy.
Psalm 16:11 reads,
"You make known to me the path of life. In your presence is abundant joy. There is happiness at your right hand forever."
Note how he shared that gift with his son, Jesus.
Paragraphs 5 and 6, Question. Why is Jesus joyful?
From among all of Jehovah's creations, Jesus is the happiest. Why? Consider two reasons. 1. He is the image of the invisible God and perfectly reflects his Father's personality in every way. Colossians 1:15. 2. Jesus has spent the most time with his Father, who is the source of happiness. Jesus has always found joy in doing whatever his Father asks him to do. As a result of his faithful course, he has the favor and the approval of Jehovah.
Paragraph 7, Question. How can we find true joy?
We too can find true joy by drawing close to Jehovah, the source of happiness. The more time we spend learning about Jehovah and imitating him, the happier we will be. We will also find joy in doing God's will and in knowing that we have his approval. But what if we feel an occasional or even a persistent lack of joy? Does this mean that we do not have God's approval? No. We are imperfect and at times suffer from pain, sadness, and depression. Jehovah understands this. Let us discuss what things can rob us of our joy and how we can recover our joy.
The following is supplementary information. Look to Jehovah for joy. Pray for Jehovah's Holy Spirit. We have to look to Jehovah to gain joy, because joy is part of the fruitage of His Holy Spirit. With the help of Jehovah's Holy Spirit, we can endure fully with patience and joy, even when we face trials. Colossians 1:11. Focus on worshiping Jehovah. Regularly study God's Word and our publications. Take every opportunity to share the good news of a great joy with others. Luke 2:10. Those who make worshiping Jehovah a priority are the happiest people. Obey Jehovah at all times. Remember that Jehovah's laws are for your benefit. Obedience to Jehovah does not restrict our freedom. Rather, it leads to our happiness. Returning to the article.
Do not allow anything to steal your joy.
Paragraph 8. Question. How can life's problems affect us?
Thief number 1. Life's problems. Are you experiencing the effects of persecution, a natural disaster, poverty, sickness, or old age? We can easily be robbed of our joy when facing such problems, especially when we have little or no control over a situation. The Bible realistically acknowledges that heartache crushes the spirit. Proverbs 15:13. Bubbies, an elder who lost his brother and both of his parents in death within a 4-year period, says, "I felt alone and helpless. At times, I also felt torn because I had so much to deal with and I could not spend quality time with my parents and my brother before they died." Life's problems can indeed drain us physically and emotionally.
Paragraph 9. Question. What can help us recover our joy?
What can help us recover our joy? We can recover our joy by being realistic and grateful. The world promotes the idea that our life has to be picture perfect for us to be happy. But this is not true. For example, Jehovah instructed the Jewish exiles in Babylon to accept their new reality as captives in a foreign land and to do their best under those difficult circumstances.
Jeremiah 29:4-7 reads,
"This is what Jehovah of armies, the God of Israel, says to all the exiled people, whom I have caused to go into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their fruit. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Become many there, and do not decrease. And seek the peace of the city to which I have exiled you, and pray in its behalf to Jehovah, for in its peace you will have peace."
Verse 10 reads,
"For this is what Jehovah says, when 70 years at Babylon are fulfilled, I will turn my attention to you, and I will make good my promise by bringing you back to this place."
The lesson? Try to accept your circumstances and be grateful for the good things in your life. Remember, Jehovah will help you along the way. Effie, who was in an accident that left her paralyzed, says, "I received a lot of help and support from Jehovah, my family, and the congregation. So I felt that it would be ungrateful of me if I just gave up. I want to show my gratitude to Jehovah and to the friends for their immense help."
Paragraph 10. Question. Why can we be joyful even when we face problems?
Even when our life is far from ideal, or when terrible things happen to us or to our family, we can still be joyful. Why? because our joy does not depend on our circumstances. Maria, a pioneer, says, "When you are faced with problems, staying joyful does not mean that you are suppressing your feelings. Rather, it means that you have not forgotten Jehovah's promises. Our Father will help us to protect our joy. Remember, no matter how hard things are now, all our problems are temporary, like footprints on a beach. Very soon they will be washed away, leaving no trace behind."
Paragraph 11. Question. How does the Apostle Paul's example encourage you?
What if we start to wonder whether our problems are proof that we have lost Jehovah's approval? It may help to think of other faithful servants of Jehovah who faced very difficult situations. Consider the example of the Apostle Paul. He was chosen by Jesus himself to bring the truth to the nations, as well as to kings and the sons of Israel. Acts 9:15. What a privilege! Yet Paul's life was far from trouble-free. Did the seemingly endless troubles Paul faced mean that he had lost Jehovah's approval? Of course not. On the contrary, his endurance showed that he had Jehovah's blessing. Now think about your situation. You are enduring faithfully despite all the trials you are facing. So you too can be sure that you have Jehovah's approval.
Paragraph 12. Question. How might unfulfilled expectations rob us of our joy?
Thief number 2. Unfulfilled expectations. Our love and gratitude for Jehovah motivate us to set goals in His service. However, if the goals we set are not realistic for our circumstances, we could become downhearted. A pioneer named Holly says, "I wanted to attend the School for Kingdom Evangelizers, to serve abroad, or to work on the Ramapo construction project. But my circumstances changed, and I was no longer able to reach out for those goals. I was disappointed. It is frustrating when you want to accomplish things, but you can't." Many share such feelings.
Paragraph 13. Question. If our circumstances limit what we can do, what realistic goals can we set?
What can help us recover our joy? Remember that Jehovah is not demanding. He does not expect too much from us, nor does He determine our worth based on what we are able to accomplish in His service. Jehovah wants us to be modest and faithful. He cares more about who we are on the inside than about what we do. Would it be reasonable for us to expect more of ourselves than Jehovah does? Certainly not. So if your circumstances limit what you can do in Jehovah's service, try focusing on what is within your reach. Could you become a mentor for younger ones or a strengthening aid for older ones? Could you set the goal of encouraging someone in person, by phone, or even by means of a text message? Jehovah will bless you with joy as you work towards such meaningful and realistic goals. And keep in mind that very soon we will have endless opportunities in Jehovah's new world to serve Him in ways we cannot even imagine. Holly, mentioned earlier, concluded, "I sit back and think to myself, I have eternity. With Jehovah's help, I can fulfill some of my goals in the new world."
Paragraph 14. Question. What else can rob us of our joy?
Thief number 3. Self-indulgence. Some use social media to promote the idea that true happiness and fulfillment come from pleasing ourselves. People are encouraged to make such things as hobbies, shopping, and travel their primary focus. It is not wrong to enjoy these pleasures. Jehovah has created us in a way that we can appreciate beautiful things. However, many have found that what they thought would bring them joy actually robbed them of it. Eva, a pioneer, says, "When your life revolves around pleasing yourself, nothing is ever enough. Self-indulgence can leave us feeling deflated and empty."
Paragraph 15. Question. What lesson can we learn from King Solomon?
We can learn from King Solomon's experience with regard to the sad outcome of self-indulgence. He tried to find happiness by satisfying his personal desires, such as enjoying good food, beautiful music, and all the fine things money could buy in his day. But he was left feeling dissatisfied. He said, "The eye is not satisfied at seeing, nor is the ear filled from hearing." Ecclesiastes 1:8. The world's ideas about what brings real joy are like counterfeit money. They appear to be valuable, yet they cannot deliver on what they promise.
Paragraph 16. Question. How can giving to others help us recover our joy?
What can help us recover our joy? Jesus taught us that there is more happiness in giving than there is in receiving. Acts 20:35. An elder named Alekas says, "I focus on doing simple things for others. The more I give, the more my attention shifts away from me and I am joyful." What can you do for others? If you see someone struggling, try to encourage him. You may not be able to solve his problems, but you can comfort him by listening with empathy, by being compassionate, and by reminding him to throw his burden on Jehovah. You can also help him to appreciate that Jehovah has not abandoned him. You might even offer to do something practical for him, such as prepare a meal or just go for a walk together. Invite him to join you in the ministry, which will lift his spirits. Allow yourself to be a tool in Jehovah's hands. Focusing on others rather than on ourselves will give us genuine joy.
The picture collage for paragraph 16 shows a sister sitting alone at a coffee shop and scrolling through her phone. Numerous shopping bags surround her. She also joyfully visits with an elderly sister at her home and brings her a bouquet of flowers. The picture description reads, "A sister goes on a shopping spree to buy things for herself, but finds more joy in buying flowers for an older sister who needs encouragement." The picture caption reads, "Instead of focusing on your wants, focus on the needs of others." Paragraph 17. Question. How is our joy connected to Jehovah?
We can be truly happy if we continue to draw close to our Heavenly Father. The Bible assures us that Jehovah is our exceeding joy.
Psalm 43:4 reads,
"Then I will come to the altar of God, to God, my exceeding joy. And I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God."
So no matter what we are experiencing in life, we can feel secure. Let us then keep our focus on Jehovah, the unfailing source of our joy. How would you answer? Why are Jehovah and Jesus happy? What can rob us of our joy? How can we recover our joy when we lose it? Song 155, Our Joy Eternally. End of article.